Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey! Hi! Welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. And you can catch our show every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show is about informative entertainment done in a fun, upbeat style. And we'll provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how you can pursue a career in show business. We have guests that work in various professions of the entertainment industry, so that means that we will have someone from a career that you are interested. If you want to, or if you know someone who wants to be on the show, you can visit our official Question Reality website. That address is questionreality.us, not .com, questionreality.us. If you want to check out any of our past guests, read their bios, and listen or download any of our shows, you can go right to the LA Talk Radio website, and you can click on the Schedule 1 link at the top of the LA Talk Radio website. Look for our show, Question Reality, in the time slot of Sunday at 5 p.m. You click on the link, and that'll take you directly to the archive page. And there you can peruse at your own leisure. We have tons of award-winning guests. We have Emmy Award winners. We have Clio Award winners. We have Tony Award winners. These are the people that you need to have give you advice on your career if you are just starting out. You can also download us from the podcast section of iTunes. So we'd love for you to call in and ask questions or provide comments on any of our guests, but we ask that you call in between 5:20 and 5:30 p.m. And when you call in, we take your calls directly. You don't go through a screening process. Now, the call-in number is right in front of you if you are listening to us live now. But in case you can't find it, you might want to jot it down for next time, or give it to someone to call in, rather. Area code 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. And we ask that when you call in, you turn down the volume on your computer so we don't have the feedback and the background noise, or else we're just not going to be able to communicate. Now, today I am so excited. We've been looking forward to this guest. I have, at least. So excited about our guest today because Stephen Levine of Grapevine Public Relations contacted me to ask if his client could be a guest on my show, and he told me about this product. Now, when I first heard the name, I was laughing hysterically. I thought, how brilliant. Why? Why? Because the name of this product is so perfect for the content that it made me like delirious. I was like delirious. I just couldn't believe it. I said, this is fantastic. This is what advertising is all about. Who thought of this name? It's brilliant. And again, I thought it was one of the most brilliant ideas that I'd ever heard of. And I am going to share that name with you today. Now, our guest is Eyal Feldman, or his name. I apologize. I'm going to be apologizing if I get it incorrect. I feel free to correct me, but I believe it's pronounced Eyal Feldman, and he has created a revolutionary, creamy, water-soluble, stain-free sexual lubricant. Yes, people, sexual lubricant. And it's available in both an oil and water-based formula. And it is sweeping the nation and the globe. And when you hear the name of this product, you'll know why. Are you ready for the name? It's called Boy Butter. Oh, my God. How clever is that, right? Boy butter for a sexual lubricant. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. And you know what? Guess what? Today, as most of you know, Eyal Feldman is going to be giving away free full-size samples of his wonderful product it's going to be Boy Butter Original, either the Boy Butter Original, the Boy Butter H2O, or the Boy Butter Extreme Desensitizing H2O, plus a coupon called Leona, or Priscilla Leona, for 10% off at his official store, which is on the website shoplube.com, shoplube.com. And that's going to be available to the first 15 live callers when we announce that we are opening the lines, which should be about 5:15, 5:30, but you can call all the way up until 5:40. Now, if you can't get through today, because we are expecting some calls, so if you can't get through, you can always go to his website, which is boybutter.com, or again, shopboybutter.com or shoplube.com. Send him an email and tell him that you heard about Boy Butter from the show, Question Reality, and tell him about the 10% off coupon under Leona, okay? And then you should be able to get your free product. So now you won't be getting today, if you call in, you won't be getting when you email in, I don't think you're going to get the huge size. I think he's going to give you like a little sample, but I'll let him tell you what he's going to give you. I don't want to get it mixed up, but he call in 15 callers, call in, get the good one. So jump in today between 5:15 and 5:30 to get that great offer of your Boy Butter. Now, without further ado, because we want to get this show started right away. Normally, I go in to do my advertisements. I'm not even going to do my advertisers this week because we want to start talking to him right away and find out what is going on. But first, I want to tell you a little tiny bit about him. In 2002, at the age of 24, this guy, Mr. Feldman, he's a young New York entrepreneur. He set out to create a personal male lubricant that would be as slick and long-lasting as the silicone-based lubricants and clean up easily as those that are water-based. So while working full-time, he was working full-time at an alternative clothing brand called Nasty Pig. This guy, he found his answer in a vegetable oil and silicone fusion-based product that he termed Boy Butter. And it became an instant hit, and it has steadily gained mainstream appeal. And it's been earning the brand coverage in places such as Saturday Night Live, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Mad TV, Comedy Central's Daily Show, and Talk Soup on E! And the guy started out. Now, a lot of people say, oh, they think they need $100,000, $200,000 to even become a millionaire. You know, who doesn't want to be a millionaire, right? Well, this guy, he took his initial $5,000 investment and obtained the original formula for Boy Butter. And yeah, there you go, $5,000. Who can't scrape that together? Even if it takes you 10 years, you can get $5,000 together. And now he is a global success. He's like a huge, I'm going to just take it out on a limb and say a multimillionaire. And you can do that too. So we're going to hopefully get some ideas from him. This show is about how people can move forth in their career, how they can become a success. So hopefully today he can tell you how he did it, how he took his $5,000 investment and turned it into this multi-million-dollar business that he has, and he has become so successful. So we hope to get some really good tips from him today. Now, his eventual idea basically was to take the ideas from the fringe groups in the mainstream by both showing that they have a public and their practical use by removing any possible stigma that was associated with them by adding a bit of humor and novelty. And that, as you can see in the name, Boy Butter, perfect. I mean, he nailed this. I don't know why this isn't a commercial. This needs to be like a commercial. This, forget about the commercial. What is that? I can't believe it's not butter. Boy Butter needs to be like its own commercial and be just as successful. Where's the beef? It's Boy Butter is the new tagline now. Ayo is not just the creator of this product, he's also the face of the product. And boy, what a face. As you people have seen, this guy is smoking, sizzling hot. My God, I couldn't even be in his presence. I'd be blushing. I'd be sweating. He is hotter than hot. So he is like the perfect guy to advertise this product, right? So he's gracing most of Boy Butter's advertisements and commercials now, and he's also appearing frequently, many times as a guest on various radio outlets, again, across the globe. And currently, Boy Butter produces over 20 products, including, again, its popular Boy Butter Extreme Desensitizing Lubricant, which includes 7.5% benzocaine, which is a numbing agent, to make the first time or experimental sex more pleasurable. Woohoo! And you'll never know it isn't. Butter is a condom-safe, water-soluble blend of the brand's original formula, which is intended for intimate experiences. So in addition to lubricant, the brand just released its new male enhancement pill. Now, wait till you hear this name. This is another one of these genius names. I think this guy could have also been successful as head of an advertising agency. This product is called Boners, B-O-N-E-R-Z. All right, Boners. And it is, as well as a female-friendly lubricant. So, without further ado, let's talk to this guy that seems to be one of the most perfect specimens on the planet, physically and intellectually. Are you there, Mr. Feldman?
Yes, I am, Priscilla Leona. Thank you very much for having me.
I like how you say Priscilla Leona. Now, what the hell is going on? Were you born this superhuman? What is the scoop? Who are the parents of this icon in the Boy Butter arena? Now, tell me, how did you get started? Were you born a normal child?
I don't think my parents would ever have called me normal, but I don't know. If it comes to creativity, I've always been pretty creative. My life goal or career was to be a high school history teacher or a history professor in college. And I went to college, got my history degree. And then when I went to live out in the real world and work, I thought that maybe I should enter the business field because although I loved working for other people, I felt like I needed to be my own boss. I never quite was able to take orders so well. So I kind of was just rooting around. I wanted to learn about business. And, when I got the idea of Boy Butter, I'm like, why shouldn't I do it, you know?
Now, how did that term come? I mean, did you just go to sleep and wake up, take a shower, and Boy Butter popped in your head? Where did the term come from?
Well, the term actually came out of a conversation with a friend of mine. It was, I'm a gay man, and I have another friend who's gay, and he's my best friend, in fact. And we just had, like, a chit-chat conversation as a euphemism for actual, like an ejaculate, if you will, because I want to watch my language here.
Oh, thank you.
In the straight world, a man and a woman would call the same thing baby batter.
Oh.
Okay. And I was thinking, what would be the gay version of baby batter since babies aren't involved? So we just coined the term boy butter.
Oh.
And it was just spoken there in conversation, and it sat around, just rooted around in my mind for a while. And when the idea of creating a product, a personal lubricant product, came to me actually like a year and a half later, with the realization that I, instead of just saying randomly, somebody should do this, I realized that I can do this. I have this perfect name called Boy Butter. It's a great, cute name. I can picture the product. It would be in a butter tub. I mean, it was just literally, as soon as I realized I could do it, the whole product, the image of it was so clear in my mind. And I just hired a graphic designer, told him what I wanted, and he was really great. I mean, it was really clear, but it's been a lot of work. It sounds easy, but it's actually taken a lot of time and a lot of work and a lot of effort to make it reality.
Mm-hmm. And I know, and you did say that you had a $5,000 initial investment. I mean, is that all you need? What did you get for your $5,000?
For $5,000, I was able to create a prototype of a product and find out the actual. What I did was I was able to make a product, and the people that I needed involved, who had the actual laboratory, warehouse space, the infrastructure, the whole thing, I was just piggybacking on there. So I came out with this product. I had created a mold of a butter tub, which is kind of like a 16-ounce butter tub that you'll see. That was my first product. And it's like the iconic original yellow boy butter tub. And I made a plastic mold of a tub that had a screw top. So it was a butter tub with a screw top instead of a flip top that you'd get at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with this container. So I had this container. It had the boy butter label on it. And there was a company that made the personal lubricant before, because the lubricant actually existed already under a different name. It was called Shaft, and it was made for a kind of like a fetish or underground kind of scene, personal lubricant thing. And I wanted to bring lubricants like that out of the dungeon and into like the mainstream. So I told them that I have this great idea of a boy butter product. We want to put it in a butter tub. Their lubricant was perfect. They were located in San Francisco. I was in New York. I already had a business relationship with them before through Nasty Pig, which you mentioned earlier. And they agreed to fill these tubs of mine that I made. I made like a couple, like I think I made like 1,000 tubs at first. So they agreed to fill them, box them, warehouse them, and I would produce the sales. So I would get on the phone on my days off, because I had a full-time job, and would just sell this to stores like the main gay adult or adult-ish stores, like the Pleasure Chest out in L.A. or Babeland. I would call those stores, the main adult stores, and get them to carry it, and it was a really easy sale for them, because they saw the kitsch and the novelty in it.
Mm.
So the $5,000 was a great kickstart.
Mm. And how long was that process? Did that take like a year, 2 years?
A year. It took about a year for that process to happen. And I was basically just selling as much as I could of the product to show that it was viable, and that I could get investment later, which I did get about 2 years later, 2.5 years later. My parents came in, and they saw the viability of the product. I kind of proved myself. I proved that we got orders, and more importantly, we got reorders. Because you can have the best idea in the world, but unless you can sell it and resell it, you know, it's not going to be of any good to anyone. It's not going to be of any use. You got to be able to make not only the product, but you got to make sure you either tap into a demand or create a demand for it.
Now, for the resale, were the products reselling themselves based on, yes, it was a great product? Do you think it was a great product plus the name? I think the name is the main attraction. And then when they use it, they say, wow, this is a great product. Do you think that's where the resales came? Or were you aggressively advertising via whatever venues? And if so, what venues were you reselling? Advertising.
You could not have hit the nail on the head anymore. That was perfect. It is what I went. It's the fusion of beauty and utility. Okay, and you get hooked on the name and the cuteness of the product. So what I did was I took an adult product and I took the shame out of it by presenting it as a food product. Because as you know, we live in a little bit of a patriarchal and religious and conservative society. And people connect sex with shame oftentimes. So what I did was I took a sex product and I took the shame out of it by presenting it as a food product. So a lot of my products come as
Ale, I hate to interrupt you, but we have our first caller. Hold off on that thought. Let's take this caller. You are on Question Reality with Priscilla Leona. Who is calling?
Hi, Priscilla.
Hi.
It's Michelle in AC.
I'm sorry, who is this?
They said it's Michelle in AC.
Oh, hi, Michelle. How are you? Oh, you must have seen my advertisement, huh? Thank you so much for calling in. We have Mr. Feldman on the line, A.L. Feldman. And have you been listening to the show, and are you familiar with the product?
We're familiar with the product. We're reading it online.
Okay, well, it's a fantastic product. Would you like to talk to Mr. Feldman, or would you like to just get your copy? Your copy, let's say copy. What do you say it, A.O.?
Yeah,
what
we'll take a copy.
Not a copy. What would we call it? Get a sample, a product sample, right, A.O.?
Well, yeah, I was gonna give her a little butter tub of any product of her choice. We've got boy butter. We've got the water-based boy butter, which I recommend for women because it's water-based, and it's totally safe to use for girls. It's OBGYN recommended. And we also have another water-based product, which is called Boy Butter Extreme, and it's a desensitizing. And it's also water-based, so it's safe for girls, too. All my products are pretty safe, but I always recommend women choose the water-based products.
Which one would you say?
Let's try the female one.
I think the water-based boy butter would be best.
Okay.
You know what I would probably have to recommend is if you can go to my website, boybutter.com, which you said you were on. Please go to my contact page and let me know your name, your address, and just say, I talked to you and I'm Priscilla, and please send me my boy butter H2, and I'll send it to you first thing tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, my God. You and AC are going to have a good old time with that. Now, what I would like to do is have you, after you get the product and you try it, could you send like a little testimonial to me and let me know how you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I'll let AC do that.
I'm not going to post it on Facebook, for God's sake. I'm just going to forward it to Mr. Feldman so that he can, you know, I would imagine, right, Ale, you would want to hear her opinion.
I love testimonials. I mean, we have a lot of fans of the product, and even if you don't like it, every complaint is a gift.
Right. Absolutely. So would you mind doing that and give him your ideas and your thoughts on the product?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we can call you M, Miss Madam M. We don't have to. Where did Madam M or M&A. All right. Okay, then, well, will you go to boybutter.com and follow up with what he said and get your product?
Sure, no problem.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. And Ale, thanks you too, right?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And we hope that you come back for the product, for another product. Okay, back to what you were saying.
Well, I was just basically telling you how right you were. People like the cuteness of the product. It's really kitschy. It's novel. But once you actually go beyond the look of the product, it's a wonderful product to use. It really is. I call it the Goldilocks personal lubricant because there are products on the market like water-based that either don't last long enough or some that last way too long. This is right in the middle for you.
And you had said something on the, what I found was interesting, and I'm not like that knowledgeable of it, but I noticed that you had said there are female-based and male-based. Now, for people who don't know the difference, I like how you were bringing up the gynecological factors. Can you go into that a little bit for us and tell us what the differences are?
Absolutely. Yes. My original product, Boy Butter, is a coconut oil-based personal lubricant. And oil is wonderful for creams. Actually, all cream lubricants are usually oil-based. But we were, it's not latex safe, because oils degrade latex. So I've had the Boy Butter product for the first couple of years, and I kept getting people asking me to come out with a latex-safe formula. So I requested my laboratory to come up with a water-based version of Boy Butter, and I was totally expecting a clear water-based gel just like KY or Wet or Astroglide. But instead, they brought me back a cream, and they developed the first water-based cream lubricant. And what's unique about creams, and that's all I do, is creams, because of their consistency, they don't get sticky, they last a lot longer, and they wash off real easy. So once we were able to take a water-based gel, all they did was add vitamin E, which acts like an oil, but it doesn't degrade latex, and it doesn't harm a woman vaginally. So we took the vitamin E, put it in the water-based lubricant, and we whipped it up into a cream. Once it was a cream, we called it You'll Never Know It Isn't Boy Butter, because it was the first cream that was totally water-based. And creams are meant for the male body, because women self-lubricate. But women need to use water-based lubricants, so which aren't made for the male body. So by making a cream that was water-based, I essentially made the first lubricant that was made for both men and women at the same time.
Now, when you said that oil, what does it do to the latex? Are we talking like something instantaneously? The oil starts
breaking
down?
It wouldn't be instantaneous, but it would not be instantaneous, but oil, any oil, whether it be baby oil or coconut oil or whatever type of olive oil, would eat through latex because latex dissolves in oil. That's why you have to use water-based products when you use latex condoms. And they're also safest for women to use vaginally because of her pH balance. Now,
nice.
I have a lot of women who use all my formulas, including the oil-based, and it's pretty gentle. But when it comes to a woman, I always recommend water-based, because it's not something that you want to mess around with.
Right.
And I know that, you know, I have two sisters, and I know, you know, the problems you just know the problems that can be caused if you just mess around too much with your chemistry.
Right.
So we have to make sure that you're using stuff that is made for your body. And for guys, it's greasy things, because we need things that will last longer because we don't lubricate like women do.
Right.
So women need more water-based products so they can kickstart their own natural processes.
So we
just fused both. So we're killing two birds with one stone.
Love it. Love that. Now, for everybody, Michelle just called in. We want to make sure that you call in. There's still enough time. It's 5:30. We'll be accepting calls all the way up until 5:45, so feel free to call in. The number is right in front of you. But let's get back to your products. Now, I know that I got a sample from Stephen Levine in this little tiny little cute thing. It was so adorable. And I remember thinking, I wonder if he has different flavors or different smells, or if he has lubricants that actually have, you know, some different colors. Tell me about that. Is it all just one color? Are you thinking about maybe in the future doing something with some flavor or smells or anything like that?
Well, the original Boy Butter is pretty odorless,
right,
because it's a sexual lubricant.
Right.
I felt that subtlety is best, because if you're going to reach as large of an audience as you want to be as subtle as you can be. So the Boy Butter is tasteless and pretty much odorless. There's a slight sweet smell to it because of the coconut oil. But
right,
it's really almost—it's almost completely odorless.
I'm sorry to interrupt you again.
Sure.
We have another call. Apologize.
No problem.
You are on the air with A.L. Feldman of Boy Butter. Who is calling today?
This is Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan. You are on the line with A.L. Feldman of Boy Butter. Have you been listening to the show about our product? Are you familiar with this product?
I'm not familiar with it, but I think I'd like to get a case.
Oh, I'm sorry. It might be what?
I'd like to get a case.
Oh, my God. Wow. Woo. I think that's a little bit of bragging there, but all right. Okay. A case. What do you have to say about that, Ale? This guy needs a case. You're only getting a free sample today, but you talk to him about the case.
No, I wish I can definitely get you a case if you're interested. Usually a store buys a case, but for you, because you called in, I'd love to send you a free full-size product. And all I need from you is maybe an email with your home address, your name, and I'll get it to you first thing tomorrow. And you have a choice of any of my products, either the Boy Butter H2O. We have an extreme product, which is a desensitizing product. So it will numb you. Just so you know, the desensitizing will numb you. The first two do not. So either the Boy Butter or the water-based Boy Butter are a little bit more mainstream. For my advanced customers, I always say to experiment with something different.
Now, is that something, the numbing thing, is that something a man wants to be numb? I don't know.
You know what? It's really funny.
Is that a desire? What?
Okay, that is a really good question. I'd love to answer it because there's a lot of reasons why you would want to numb. Let's say it hurts, the act of penetration hurts or is uncomfortable for you. This eases the pain in that sense for both a man or a woman, whoever wants to experience greater comfort sexually. Also, if you're a little bit too sensitive and you want to slow down, a man can put it on his penis, and it will desensitize a bit.
Oh, are we talking about our premature ejaculators?
You got it, 100%.
Okay. So now comes the question for Mr. Jonathan. Which one will you be taking today for your free sample?
I want to try the oil-based. And no desensitizing.
You got it. You got it.
Okay, that tells a lot about you. All right, I can see why you wanted the case now. Okay, so why don't you go to his website, boybutter.com, go to the contact page. Is that right, Ale? Why don't you tell him?
Yes, shoot me over your name, your full name, your address, where I'm shipping this stuff to, and I'll get it out to you first thing tomorrow. And just let me know the product you chose, which is Boy Butter.
Well, I don't think you can make it any easier to have so much more fun.
Good. You'll love it. You'll love it. You chose the perfect one for a guy.
Okay. Thank you. I think that after you try the product, you'll definitely be ordering a case from him, right, Ale?
Yes, I know where to get it.
We'll see.
And tell all your friends, Jonathan, okay? Boybutter.com. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, okay. So, you know, that was just very interesting. I did not know about this desensitizing. I didn't even, as a woman, I wasn't even thinking. I thought, well, why would a man want to be desensitized? But you brought up excellent points. Yes, if they're premature ejaculators or if they're having maybe some sort of problem, that's fantastic. How did you think, so you didn't just think of one single type of lubricant. You were thinking of the various needs that one has in the sexual department. Tell me what else there could possibly be, and are there any products that you're going to be creating in the future that will address them?
Well, right now we currently have the Boy Butter Original, which is the oil-based product. We have the water-based Boy Butter, which you spoke about, the desensitizing. And we have the desensitizing in both oil and water-based formulas. So basically we have two families, either they're oil-based or water-based.
Oh, and then
I'm
so sorry. We have another caller. I'm so sorry. Boy. Okay. Hi,
no
caller.
Problem.
You are on the air speaking with A.O. Feldman. Who is calling today?
It's Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear? Is that a real name?
Well, he goes by Stu sometimes, but Teddy Bear is his name for today.
Okay, Teddy Bear it is. Wow. You are on the line with Mr. Ale Feldman. Have you been listening to the show, or how did you become familiar with the Boy Buddy? Oh, that's a good name for a product, too. Boy Buddy. Wow, think of that one, Ale. Come up with a product for that one. You are on the line with the Boy Butter creator. Is there anything you want to talk to him about? You have any questions or anything?
Yeah, well, it's funny because I used to call it ball butter, but I know there's many new products out, but what sets your product, off from the other products that are out there? There's so many products out there.
Yeah, that's a really great question. I'd love to answer it. What makes my product different is that I focus on the form of lubricant. There's about three different types of lubricants on the market. There's either water-based gels, there's silicone lubricants that are silicone-based, and then there's creams. And my favorite, my personal favorite, the one that's best for the male body, are creams. And most lubricants are designed for women's bodies, like water-based stuff. And the only reason guys even use them is because they're either safe to use with condoms or they're safe to use with other girls. So what I did is focus on creams, and creams last so much longer than the water-based lubricants on the market, but they wash off as easy as the water-based lubricants on the market. So you have really the best of both worlds. And since I was able to develop a water-based cream that is safe not only for women to use vaginally, but it's also latex safe, we've mainstreamed ourselves, and we've brought creams into the mainstream and made what I feel is a personal lubricant that actually improves sex. And I think that's what sets us apart, is because, I'm sorry?
Oh, so they're condom safe, right?
Yes, I have my water-based formulas, you absolutely are totally latex condom safe. I have an oil-based product because, some people don't use condoms. Let's say they're couples or they're by themselves. You don't have to use condoms with that, or because they don't work. But we have water-based formulas. Half my products are water-based. You can use it with latex condoms.
And what about, which one do you recommend for fisting?
The oil-based. You always want to do something oil-based for that. If you're doing something extreme, you want to have the best slickness, personal lubricant you can get, and that's usually an oil-based lubricant, which would be the Boy Butter Original. And if it's something that you're trying for the first time, or you're really good at it and you're an advanced customer, as I call them, my advanced customers who are into things like that, the Extreme is great for that because it will make that a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, now Priscilla, which is your favorite?
Now, Teddy Bear, we're not all that uptight and personal, Mr. Teddy Bear. I don't know who Mr. Teddy Bear is, but he will not be finding out my personal favorite today. Now, you want to get your little product, you go to boybutter.com and you contact Ale, and he will send you your free sample. But thanks for trying, Teddy Bear.
Priscilla, you'll know who it is because thank you for my text an hour ago, baby.
Oh my God, is this? Oh, I know who this is. Oh my God, now I know why you didn't want to tell me your name, because everybody in the entertainment world would know who you are, because you are, oh, I understand. Well, Mr. Ale Feldman, I just want to let you know that you're talking to a big, huge time person in the entertainment business. He is an Emmy Award winning person. I cannot tell you who he is. But you know what? I just found out what your little pet name is. Teddy Bear. Oh, you're in trouble now. I'm gonna tell. I'm calling all the rag magazines. No, I'm not.
Well, we do enjoy the butter on this end of the line, so it was good talking to you guys.
It was. So make sure you get your product, and please send me or send a letter to him, a testimony, and let him know how you liked it, okay? Thank you so much for calling.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay, honey. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know, I didn't even recognize his voice for a minute. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, he's so funny. I didn't even know what he said that you had said this particular product was good for the advanced, for his advanced customers. Now, what do you consider your advanced customers? What exactly does that mean?
What I mean by advanced customers are people who are into a little bit more of a fetish or S&M type of sexuality.
Uh-huh.
Who may be using toys or will be into activities such as fisting or other types of things.
I see.
You know, just basically, that's what I call advanced.
Okay. So your products don't take off paint or... or strip any of the, you know, they're not going to take, like if someone's using a personal toy, as they call them, using this product is not going to melt it down like in The Wizard of Oz or anything, right?
No, not at all. Our products are safe on all toys, whether they be glass or wood or rubber or even silicone toys. It's safe on everything. But my products, what's unique about my products is because we never mention sex, it's a cute little product. It's novelty. It's kitsch. It's really great for the person who is into the most vanilla and normal or mainstream or beginners.
Right.
And it's also great for the more advanced, hardcore, I don't care what you call yourself or what you're into, we can fit the need to any need. We can fit the desire, the need. We can take care of you. Whatever it is you like, our product fits. And we found that it's just really popular in every single type of sexuality, which
right.
is wonderful.
And what I think is great about it, and this is just from my perspective, I think, you know, the guy who called earlier and said he wanted to order a case, I just think it's wonderful. Even though he said that, it started me thinking, why not order a case? Because wouldn't that be a great thing to give away as presents at an event? You know, at a party that you're having, give away, buy a case and then have it all year to give away for, you know, a baby shower, or give it away as a wedding present, or give it away as a birthday present, or any, I mean, who wouldn't love to see this product? Boy butter as a lubricant, it would be a conversation piece. People would think you're clever, you're brilliant, and you are clever or brilliant if you buy this product, because who wouldn't think this was just the catchy, kitschy kind of fantastic thing that you would give someone?
Yeah, it's cute.
Right?
It's great. We're very popular in the bachelorette type of party scene.
Yes.
Those home party.
Yes.
I call them like adult Tupperware parties, those home parties. We're very popular
right.
in those. We're also, you know, my biggest customer, now I'm a manufacturer now, my biggest customers are Amazon.com, drugstore.com. We just got into every single Walgreens in every major urban area. I mean, boy butter is, I think because of its cuteness,
yeah.
its and its usefulness,
right.
we've been able to... either be the butt of a joke,
right.
no pun intended,
right.
or, you know, the dream lubricant that can save your marriage.
Right.
You know, it really, I get a lot of people who are like, your product saved my marriage. It made either sex more comfortable, it made it more comfortable, it made it more pleasurable. It just changed, you know, it's amazing what a little, you know, spice in your life can do to you.
Right.
I know you know. You're Priscilla Leona.
Of course. Well,
yeah.
Of course. Now,
the spice of life.
I am a spicy enchilada. I am. Now, let me ask you, how is it doing? I heard it was doing great globally, but are you able to, or are you even trying, or have a goal of, again, I no pun intended, penetrating the market?
Penetrating the market. Nice.
I know. What other words could I use? Penetrating the markets in, like, your communism countries. Like, you know, you say
you're... Yeah.
See? It's just the fun never ends on this show. But, you know, how are you doing in those markets, like globally,
You know, I am going to Israel next month, and I'm going to try and grease the wheels of peace.
Oh, my God. How many of these can we fit in this show?
With the desensitizing, I'm sure you can fit in a bunch. You won't even know.
No, see what else your product does? You know what? You could have your product and you could say, okay, we're at a party. How many people we need to use a sentence using a word that's related to the product, but have it not try not to be funny. And I sure enough, you're not going to be able to do it. I see a board game in your future with Boy Butter.
I do a lot of retail shows like street fairs, festivals, things like that, where I have a booth and I actually sell to the retail end user, like people who have never heard the product or love the product or whatever, but they come to the booth, they're buying retail there, so they're going to all sorts of things. And I'll tell you, people come up, they've seen the product, and their first joke, this is the most popular joke, and people say it to me, and they think it's like the first time I've ever heard it. And they're like, is this good on toast? And then what I always say is, oh, Boy Butter is best on warm buns.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Love it!
So there's always a little witty retort. It's always endless. There's people who just find it hilarious.
Oh, I would have said, yeah, it really fits in it nicely in a sandwich. Oh, my God, that's terrible. My God, where are they coming from? Well, you know what? We got 3 minutes. What do we want to say in 3 minutes? Your products are sold at Amazon.com. They're also now available in Walgreens. Now, what you need to do is get them over at Walmart, because I hear that's like, isn't that like the store that's taken over the universe, Walmart? I don't know. But Walmart.
Yeah, I think they're so good at, they're so good at taking over the universe, I think they'll just buy me out.
Yeah, and it caught. That's right. Oh my gosh! Now, I'm going to have you come back because I wanted to talk about things like if a big corporation such as Walmart or Costco approached you and they wanted to buy your line, would you do that? What are the pros and cons of that? I really want to talk more about the investment in and talk more about how one goes from the inception to the execution of the product. And unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to do that. But if you could fit it in your busy schedule to come back next year, we're booked till the end of the year. But if you could find it in your heart to slip us in next year, I'd love to have you come back on the show. Would you do that?
I would love to be on. Yeah, absolutely. I would do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Yay! And I want to get my free sample, too, because my husband actually loves it and carries it in his pocket, which we're going to have to be talking about. I have to check his pockets before he goes out the door. I'm like, there's no need to take Boy Butter out the door.
Priscilla, I will send you whatever you need, I promise you.
Yay! Well, you heard it, Mr. Feldman, Al Feldman, boybutter.com. If you were not able to get through to us today, go to his website, boybutter.com, on the contact page. Tell him you heard it on our show. And what's coming up? You got 1 minute. What's coming up for Boy Butter? Anything exciting? You going on any shows, doing any promotions, any public events that we could come and see? What's going on?
Well, the next event that I'm doing is next weekend. It's called Folsom Street East, and that happens in New York City, if anybody's going to be in New York City. It's going to be an outdoor festival. I'm going to have a booth. We'll do a little trade show. I'm going to be selling my products right there on the street. Next month, I'm going to be in Montreal. for the 4th of July, so we're going to be celebrating the American Independence, Boy Butter style in Montreal. And then a week later, I'll be in Tel Aviv, and I'm going to be swimming across the Sea of Galilee and raising money for charity. It's going to be an 8-mile swim, so I will be raising money for the Jewish Home for the Aging of Los Angeles and SAGE, which is the gay elderly organization across the U.S.
All right. And post all of this stuff on your website so people can find out. Thank you so much,
Al. I will go to Boy Butter. Thank you.
Boybutter.com rocks. Buy your Boy Butter
today. Thank
you so
much.
Okay. Bye,
Yay!
Everybody.
Do you need a website but don't think that you can afford one? Do you dread the thought of even doing the research to find a company that you can afford? Do you cringe because you know that the person you talk to will try to sell you more than the advertised price? At Design on a Dime websites, we pride ourselves in being able to design original, professional, efficient, creative, and extremely affordable websites. Your website design will load fast, be customized to fit your needs and vision, and be presented in a clear, concise, and easy-to-read format with user-friendly link navigation. We challenge you to find a company that has lower prices and better customer service with beautiful, original designs. So, gather some dimes together and call us today at 213-687-6903 or visit us on the web at designonadime.us for your personal consultation with a very friendly representative who will be able to give you a great website that fits your budget.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.